Well, today there's a stall behind us for the benefit of your listeners, and what it is, it's about demonstrating to people in a busy station, they're coming through on their commute, and in a few minutes when they get out onto the streets, they may well see somebody begging on the streets of Leeds. What we're trying to say to people today is that the council, the police, the third sector, working with partners, have actually got mechanisms and support mechanisms for helping people who are begging on the streets of Leeds. What we don't want to do is demonise people. There are people in genuine need. It could be they've hit upon hard circumstances. Many people could have mental health issues or addictions. But the support mechanisms through the outreach team that's with me this morning will go out and engage with people and signpost them to support. And the support is out there, be it housing support, be it support with medical needs, or be it food, or something as simple as that. The problem is there are also people out there today who basically fall into the category, and there's no way of dressing this up, as professional beggars. They have got accommodation, they've got access to benefits, and they still come on the streets of Leeds and perhaps make out subliminally to people that they're homeless and that they need their support. So what we're saying to people today on their commute through Leeds is the mechanisms are there and the support's there. I wouldn't support this initiative if it was just about moving people out of the sight line of the public. This is to say that the council, working with partner agencies, is getting on top of this. And when you see beggars on the streets, please think twice about where they're there, and the interventions are there, and we want to demonstrate that.
Do you think there's a lot of ignorance about the issue from the public generally?
I wouldn't say ignorance, but what I would say is people are generally very understanding and very kind, and people don't like to see people in distress. Neither do we as a council, and neither do West Yorkshire Police, and that's why we support these initiatives. But there are people out there, frankly, only small in number, who are professional in what they do, who actually play on that goodwill. And we want to break that cycle. We do not want beggars on the streets of Leeds. As a city, you know, we're an international city, we want people to come here and not see that. And not because we've swept it away like it's a secret. We're actually dealing with it, and we want to be on the front foot and demonstrate that we've got those mechanisms to do that.